Oh, Arcadia Queen, she stole the show. Good morning, Adam.
Morning, TK. Morning, Laurie. How good was she on the weekend at Rose Hill in the Theo Maas Stakes? Chris Waller has suggested that she probably won't have another run before the Everest at this stage. We'll try and keep her fresh and keep her spring in her legs for that Everest in about a month's time. But, geez, it could be a start of spring carnival, judging from what we saw on the weekend. I do want to say, guys, I thought the track was obviously playing a little bit leaderish and definitely rails in run. So she got the perfect spot in running, but the way she put them away showed all the hallmarks of a very, very smart horse. And until she comes across to the Eastern Steeple, I don't think we all thought she was a pretty special horse. But until they actually do it on this side of the country, you can't completely erase that doubt from the back of your mind. But I think she's done that now.
Mm. Where does she sit in terms of the Everest, mate, in your mind?
I've still got one or two of the very genuine sprinters, Laurie, just on top of her at the moment. I'm not saying that my mind's not going to change in the next month or so. I'm still leaning towards a horse maybe like Santana Lane, who's been in there and done that over the ring with 1,200 metres. But she's untapped this mare, isn't she? She could be anything. I think most of her form, obviously, in the West is over longer trips than what she's going to be racing on over here in Australia. So she's right in the Everest picture, I must be said. But pick that Golden Eagle as well. A couple of weeks later looks an absolutely perfect race for them if they want to go that way as well.
Yeah, I reckon sometimes out of mind, out of sight with some horses. You know, you see the ones run and then you go, oh, geez, you know, this is what I'd like to be on. But then you the ones that haven't run are the ones that we're yet to obviously see. But we'll see what happens over the coming weeks. What about Bivouac in the run to the Rose? Pretty impressive.
Yeah, he turned the tables on his things, did he? He beat a couple of smart colts from the Chris Wallace stable in Yes, Yes, Yes and Kubrick. I suppose the old SP profile followers were rejoicing on the weekend. He got rolled at $1.35 or $1.40 the start prior in the San Domenico, and then obviously back on top of the ground, he was able to turn the tables on Exceedance, running home in pretty smart time as well. I wouldn't be sucking any of those horses behind him, just the way the track was playing and the times they ran. Like, you know, Bivouac broke 33 seconds for his last 600 metres sitting on top of the speed, so it was virtually a mathematical impossibility for those horses behind him to run him down. So I'm still giving a big tick to Yes, 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 a big tick to Exceedance and a big tick to Kubrick. They're still major plays in the Golden Rose in my mind in a couple of weeks, but yeah, Bivouac's back in business.
Gatting 100-1 wins the Maccabi Diva. The sire is called Hard Spun.
Well, TK, you remember Mike Gatting's face after Shane Warne bought a century all those years ago?
Yes.
He was walking off the ground. Well, that was pretty much my reaction after the race on the weekend as well. I couldn't have foreseen this happening with Gatting. He was freshened up in his last start at Belmont over there in Western Australia and failed to beat a horse home in a five-horse field. But the reality is, guys, we've got to keep looking at these races completely differently to how we've done in the past. We don't have Winks on the scene anymore. Our weight for age ranks around that middle distance, you know, the miles, 2,000 metres, is completely open now. They're a very, very even bunch. And we're going to get a lot of these surprise results. That's the bottom line. We've seen Samadout do it in Sydney a couple of times now, and he's Johnny on the spot. He'll go around in the George Main again this weekend. And we just can't be surprised so much at the moment, just given our current weight for age ranks by these shock results. I thought Mystic Journey was, well, she was okay there in second behind Gatting. I think the question mark is still out whether she's got the stamina reserves to run out a strong 2,000 metres of maybe a Turnbull or a Cox Plate. But, yeah, no one could see that result with Gatting coming on the weekend.
Are you surprised that the Kosciuszko field has already been finalised?
A little bit, Laurie. It usually happens pretty quickly after the ticket slot holders are announced, but it's done and dusted 4 or 5 days after that happens. So the final sort of horses were drafted into that field over the course of the weekend, and I suppose having horses like Bill Fly and Up Trumps and Lunamia Pressbox have been added to the field, and Danny Williams is in a bit of a similar position to Matthew Dale. He's got a spot in the race that hasn't decided on which horse he's going to choose to take his spot in the race. So he'll make his decision a little bit later on, and Matty and Danny will make the decisions when the time's right.
And we're excited by it. It's going to be a bumper day, isn't it? Kosciuszko and also Everest Day.